Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Family Life Perspectives is sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian psychological clinic whose expertise covers all areas of mental health and substance abuse. Listen as the professionals of Perspectives teach practical skills and offer advice on how to cope with the difficulties and stress of life, including topics that affect you and your family like depression and anxiety to relationship, teen, and children's issues. And now, here's today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. This is Christina Broomfield. So happy you've tuned in to this Monday morning. And I'm excited about this week's program. With me in the studio is Diana Jennings. Diana is a therapist at Perspectives of Troy Counseling Centers. She works with children, adolescents, adults, and is also director of children's services. And we're just so pleased to have her with us today and the rest of the week. Welcome, Diana.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Christina.
You know, I'm just thrilled because, you know, before we went on the air, we had to take a minute and get ourselves composed because we were laughing so hard.
Yes, we were.
And we're just having a good time. And I hope that we'll be doing a lot of laughing this week together.
I'm sure we will.
Laughter brings good feelings.
It does.
The topic of the week, though, you know, your area of expertise with children, your topic, children and anxiety.
Yes, I thought we would talk about that this week because it's an interesting topic and it's one we see often in our clinic.
And you know, the operant word here is often.
Yes.
Because I think, because I in the general mainstream, that there's very few of us, adults, parents, grandparents, that really see that children suffer from anxiety because, I mean, they're kids and they play and they, you know, come on, that's not till you reach adulthood.
And so not true at all. So anxiety, it's the most common mental health disorder that we see in the mental health field. Mm-hmm. And that goes for adults and children. It's the same for both. And you might think, you know, oh, is an ADHD or depression or something else one, you know, the most common. But anxiety is the most common disorder. It's the most common disorder I see in my practice. And you know what? It's very interesting. It is the disorder that kids get treatment for the least. So out of all of the issues that a child is dealing with in the mental health field, it is the least... How do you say that? The least treated. So so those that have it do not get treatment for it. And yet it is also the disorder that is easiest to treat.
You know,
isn't that fascinating?
Remarkable.
Yes. It's a little sad.
Yes. And early intervention, I would think, especially with anxiety, can really prevent later diagnosis
absolutely.
As an adult.
Absolutely. There's a, you know, you're about to say, well, why don't they get treated?
Yeah.
That's still being researched. There are different ideas about access to treatment, cost. I would assume to recognition that it's an issue, just like you were saying at the beginning, that, you know, maybe people don't realize that it's possible for children to have anxiety and have an anxiety disorder. We assume maybe that it's just an adult issue. And so it goes overlooked. It goes untreated. Maybe, oh, okay, I see that maybe my child has anxiety and I didn't know that you could take them someplace to be treated. Or we'll just, I don't know, handle it at home or, you know. So I think it's a complex issue and reason why it goes untreated.
Do you know, the first thing that came to my mind when you shared that, and that actually is the first time I've ever heard that, is that I think we're so focused on treating anything that might interfere with academics, schooling, ADHD,
and
even in our schools, psychologists, the tests that are done for learning, areas of learning struggles, you know, learning disabilities, anything that's attached to school performance, we're testing, but we're not really testing anxiety because that could also interfere with school performance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. And, you know, I think we're beginning to screen those things better. I notice in pediatricians' offices that they at least have screening for depression. You know what? Mm-hmm. Now it just occurs to me that I don't know that there were that many questions related to anxiety with the screening. But maybe it's getting there. Mm-hmm. And so we can only hope that that is coming in the future, that people recognize not only is this a pervasive issue amongst children, but that it is very treatable. Mm-hmm. There are treatment options out there. Mm-hmm. And the number that I saw, it was astounding that 80% of kids with a potential anxiety disorder do not get treatment. Mm-hmm. 80%.
Do you know, and we need to pause and take a break here, but before we do, I think it's so important that our listeners understand in terms of this disorder, it gets worse. If you were to diagnose ADHD, I would think that, okay, it's pretty, you know, we just have to treat it. The person has it. We're going to teach them skills to deal with this. Mm. But anxiety and as well as depression, these two diagnoses are, they have seeds. And if
right.
they go untreated, they're going to continue.
They can mushroom out of control. And you're correct.
Yes. So, wow, that is something I think we really have to stop and pause.
Right.
But let's hear from our sponsor. We'll be right back.
It wasn't that long ago that everything seemed fine. Things were relatively normal. But now, instead of smooth sailing, your life has turned into complete turmoil, and you feel completely overwhelmed. You need to know that there is help. You don't have to walk this path alone because of the help that's available at Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our over 35 therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help with troubling issues such as anxiety and depression, self-esteem, anger, and addiction. We have Christian therapists that also specialize in children, teen, and family therapy, even biblically based marriage counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know that life is quite unpredictable. It's very easy to go from smooth sailing one day to complete turmoil the next, but you don't have to walk alone. There is help. Call and make an appointment with one of our caring Christian therapists today. Take the first step. Call Perspectives Christian Counseling right now. The number for the Troy location at Big Beaver and Crooks is 248-244-8644. And for the Sterling Heights office at 17 Mile and Ryan, call 586-268-6712.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives, talking with Diana Jennings. Just before our break, children and anxiety, really just kind of kicking it off today, Monday, identifying the fact that, wow, 80% go untreated.
Mm-hmm.
And treatment is, as we're going to get into later this week, pretty successful.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the sad part, that we have treatment, we know it works, and we know how to identify anxiety, but people have to recognize that the child is in need of treatment and then be able to bring that child in and seek appropriate treatment.
So as we have this radio program that goes out to hundreds of people, hundreds of, I don't know, thousands of listeners across our area, and someone's listening, what should they look for?
Mm-hmm.
Define anxiety, especially in a child.
Right. And, you know, we use a number of different words. Whenever I'm seeing a child, I make sure I toss all of those words out there because in their environment, they might not have heard the word anxiety. It's funny, out of all the words, that's the one that maybe is the least used in their household or in their environment. What they might be used to using is worry or nervousness or, here's the big one, stress. That one is very commonly used in place of anxiety. Maybe even feeling overwhelmed. Fear sometimes might be the word, but stress a lot, anxiety less. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, if they grow up in a household where the parents or the caregivers are more familiar with emotion words or, you know, they are perhaps teachers or clinicians or so on, they might have come across that word and use that word more readily. But in other households, it might just be, you know, oh, you seem stressed or you seem worried. Mm-hmm. So anxiety is all of those things. Mm-hmm. And to the point where it is more than difficult to control, it is uncontrollable.
Okay. So I'm going to step into two things as you use these words and help even our listeners, moms and dads and grandparents and aunts and uncles and friends, kind of give them words to ask a child. When does it interfere, or how do they know it's interfering enough to bring them into therapy?
Right, absolutely.
What threshold do they have to reach?
Right, absolutely. So, and you mentioned the word interfere. So we all experience this as a normal human emotion. Anxiety or worry is a normal human emotion. And, you know, it might be a problem for us, you know, when we're having a radio show and we're getting prepared for that. We might feel a little anxiety or a little worry about how we might sound. Or we're going into a test, we're taking a test, and we might feel a little concern or a lot, maybe even a big concern of, I'm not prepared for this test, or I'm going to meet some new friends today, or I'm speaking about children's situations, I'm going to be put into a new Girl Scout group, or I'm joining a new soccer team, and I feel a little worry about that, or a big worry that day. Mm-hmm. These are normal situations and normal feelings. Mm-hmm. When it becomes a problem, when we're talking about more of a disorder, these are worries or normal feelings that interfere with functioning. So they interfere with our ability or our desire to engage in those activities, to the point where we might be trying to escape or avoid doing those at all. And the worry or anxiety becomes excessive. Mm-hmm. And so that could be, you know, that it lasts all day long, every day, or it becomes a point where it's difficult to go to school, or the person never wants to meet new friends, wants to quit all of the activities that they're doing. Mm-hmm. These are different examples of that interfering with normal or typical functioning.
And those are very blatant.
Right.
If your child's not going to get out of bed to go to school
Correct.
Every single day. But, and our time is running out. We just have seconds left. But it builds to that.
Mm-hmm. There are more subtle ones you're talking about.
Yes,
correct.
The more subtle ones before it gets to that point.
Right. So interfering with sleep. Sleep. And, you know, I'll run through them quickly, and then we can talk about them more specifically later on this week. But interference with sleep, interference with appetite, interference with concentrating, like concentrating at school. Irritable mood, that's a big one that you see not only in adults but definitely in children. That anxiety can be manifested quite a bit with irritable mood. And we'll try to break that down the rest of this week.
Yes, and I want to encourage our listeners to tune in tomorrow to hear the specifics on all of this, because we need to get those 80% in.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Can you be back with us tomorrow?
I sure will.
Until then.
Thank you for listening to Family Life Perspectives, sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers. We trust that this program has given you valuable insights that you can put to use today. Perspectives has a full staff of professional Christian therapists ready to help. For an appointment with a specialist in your area of need, call Perspectives Counseling Centers right now. The number for the Troy location is 248-244-8644. And for Sterling Heights, call 586-268-6712.